Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much, smiley person that you are. Happy, happy. Okay, now, did you hear yesterday John Brennan on television?
No.
He called on the Biden administration to shake up their national security team after the, quote, disaster in Afghanistan.
Well, I agree with that, to be honest with you. Even Clapper, even John Panetta.
Yep.
You know, so Biden doesn't. He hasn't been given these details. I'm convinced that he hasn't been given these details. And if he has, and that's a big if, or if he understands them, then we got bigger problems with this cat than we know. So it should be very concerning, how his apparatus, the between the Department of Defense and the State Department, failed on this whole thing. You know, all he's gonna, they're gonna go to him and they're gonna say, this is what we suggest, and he goes, okay, do it. So the details and how this whole thing went down is on the burden of the Defense Department and the State Department, in Afghanistan. So, Kirby says yesterday that they actually practice. They actually trained for this. They had the first training in May, and then they had one, I think he said, 2 weeks ago. If they practice for this, then we got bigger issues than we know.
Yeah. You're right.
The other thing is, how much discussion did the United States have with other countries that were part of, you know, the Afghan conflict? Because I'm not seeing it.
Zero that I know of. Zero that I know of. Mm-hmm.
And how is it, and nobody's really speaking of this, but how is it that Russia has not closed their embassy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh. So, not only do we have an inept White House, but I would say that we've got several issues here, and I would say that's really quite frightening.
Well, our Senator Rick Scott yesterday came out with floating it out there, the 25th Amendment to get rid of Joe Biden.
I saw that.
He said it's time to consider the 25th Amendment.
Well, I'm not sure that I don't disagree with him.
And I was on a radio show yesterday afternoon across the country talking about the idea of getting some senators, friendly senators, perhaps Ted Cruz, perhaps Rand Paul, perhaps Josh Hawley, getting some friendly congressmen together and starting either a procedure to see if we could get the. And by the way, I've asked the people to call the Senate and the House to talk about impeachment, to also talk about the 25th Amendment, whatever they can, just to get it out there and let the people know, our representatives, that we are definitely looking at getting rid of Joe Biden.
That's all well, but you know what? You try calling any of their offices, and you're going to get voicemail. I called three offices yesterday because, this is, a lot of people don't know this, but if you are an American citizen, or if you are carrying a U.S. passport and you are somewhere in the world, in this case especially Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and you need to report that you are in Jalalabad or Kandahar or mm-hmm. Kunduz and you need evacuation, you have to go to the State Department website and you have to fill out this cockamamie form online mm-hmm. and submit it so they know where you are in blah, 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 blah. It's a portal.
Yep.
Well, the portal was bouncing back all the requests. So the portal was essentially, they don't know if it was because it was hacked. They don't know because it was a bad server. They don't know that they couldn't handle the volume. But we have a massive failure there because we don't know how many people, Americans or those that are carrying U.S. passports, outside of Kabul, we don't know how many are stuck out there. We have no idea, okay? So we have a massive failure there. Now, something's very wrong because let's go back to the throes of COVID.
Let's hold that thought because we're going to break, and we'll talk about it on the other side of the break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, this program is all about we the people. And, you know, you can't make the stuff up that's going on right now across this country of ours. We need to pay attention, get involved, and do something. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. We used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were being presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. We welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. During that time, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining all the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish. And don't forget, locally in the Tampa Bay area, you can get the books at Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road in Clearwater. All right, back to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have got our favorite question asker on the line, Bagammon Bob. Mr. Bagammon Bob, you said you had a humdinger of a question asking.
Yes, Denise, how are you today?
Not bad, you?
Okay, anyway, you got an analysis of this situation over in Afghanistan. The Taliban is a medieval inquisition-type religion. Diplomacy is useless. It's time to get medieval on their behind. And the only thing that will work them is medieval tactics. Use air power, AC-130 gunships, drones with Hellfire missiles, and Apache helicopters to destroy their vehicles, military equipment, tanks, pickup truck with guns, and anything else that moves. And do this if they start acting in like they used to be. All right, that's it, Denise.
All right, thanks. Well, go ahead, Denise.
Well, at this point, it's a little late for all of that. And I've said that a couple of times because now they're embedded completely with a civilian. So we would be hurting, you know, civilians here at this point. You know, as I've mentioned before, we should have done something when they took the first city or province. And so rules of engagement, all too wrong. But what I was trying to say before we went to break, and this is hugely important, is that the portal system for people to register on where they are, contractors or civilian personnel that were helping us out that need to be evacuated, and this is still a fluid situation. We haven't evacuated nearly the people that need to be evacuated yet. Anyway, when Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State and we had to bring people home, you know, over the COVID thing, that portal worked and it worked just fine. So the question then becomes, what happened with the State Department that their system failed? And people to this day are still trying to get through to say where they are. You know, everybody is still not at that airport by a long stretch.
No.
There are people carrying U.S. passports that are all over the place.
Yep,
a lot of people don't know this, but Congressman Ken Buck, Senator Cotton, they had to launch their own site to help these people out and give them the information that they need to have. So what happened, I guess, is the big question. It, you know, the system worked, including in volume, I might add, during the COVID thing, because, you know, I remember Pompeo describing some of the things that the State Department had to do to go really all around the world when we have got people that are out there doing missionary work and wherever they may be. That, you know, we had to go rent boats and airplanes and, you know, buses and you know, rowboats and whatnot to get people back to the United States. And so we have this kind of chaos. I am telling you that this administration, not only is it incompetence, but it almost looks here at this point that this was purposeful.
I have a number.
It's so bad.
I have a number here in front of me of the people they're trying to get out of Afghanistan at 30,000. Does that jive with anything you've heard?
I would never know what that number is. I can imagine that's a pretty good number. My gut tells me, though, it could be substantially higher.
All right. This is a report from the Pentagon late yesterday. The Pentagon will now try and relocate up to 30,000 Afghan refugees who work for the American government, along with American contractors now in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I got that from General Austin in an email the day before yesterday. But that number doesn't mean anything to me because I don't know what is inside that number and where he got it. We are prepared for 30,000 between McCoy and Bliss. But we are flying, and they you know, said that the airport was closed and that it did reopen yesterday. Well, I'm looking at the flights, and something else is just not jiving here because there were departures. I've just updated it. Going to Kandahar, Islamabad, Herat, Mazar, Dubai, Istanbul. There are 19 in Dear Gandhi International, there are 19 flights that are leaving. So they said they've shut down commercial flights. Something's very wrong. We're not getting updated information here by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a plane arriving from Tajikistan today,
mm-hmm.
Which is where Ashraf Ghani fled to. So,
Well, I made a comment yesterday.
The other interesting thing is that we need a confirmation if the Turkish military is still in charge of airport security. They had the contract for it. Why would that be?
Yeah.
Who is handling air traffic control?
Well, yesterday.
We were at one point, for a short time, we were at one point in charge of air traffic control. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know who that is.
Well, yesterday it was mentioned that the Turkish people were, it didn't say troops, it said Turkish officials and U.S. troops engaged those two guys that shot at him. Now, I wanted to mention something here real quick, because you mentioned the Afghani president. There's another report about this money. Remember I told you there was a lot of money that left with him? They had mm-hmm. They had so much money, they couldn't get it on the airplane he was going out on. And they had to load it onto a helicopter that followed the airplane to Tajikistan.
I don't know where that report came from.
It came from Fox News.
I have not seen that one. I do know that Russia
mm-hmm.
Put out some propaganda about it. That he did take a sizable amount of money with him,
mm-hmm.
but. Having it on, some other aircraft and so forth, I'm not sure I believe it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but they didn't get a picture of it. It was just a report. I've got it, and I reported it earlier, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, Ashraf Ghani has never been worth a damn. And, when he visited the Biden White House a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I'm really kind of surprised that Biden even took that meeting. I mean, this cat is like always in the United States begging for money, and he lobbies people on the Hill and so forth and so on.
Well, it's going to be another interesting day and another interesting night, and we'll see what we're talking about tomorrow morning. I mentioned we hadn't even gotten into Haiti yet, but Haiti's a bad situation, too. So, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she writes about, and you'll find out what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, I'm coming right back with the Military and Veterans News Report. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, and thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. He added that diplomatic efforts were still being carried out by staff at the Kabul airport and would continue as long as it was safe to do so. And the death toll of the earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend is now over 1,400 people. Officials say 1,419 people have died in the 7.2 magnitude quake, with another 6,000 injured. The quake, centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince, has nearly completely destroyed several towns on the country's western peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you where they're located after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But in the meantime, go to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go and train and learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is an extremely high-paying, in-demand job that is a career where you can go anywhere in the world and have a job, and I'm not exaggerating. Your certification applies to anywhere in the world as a certified aviation maintenance tech. So they have two campuses that you can go to. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, right here in Tampa Bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And You can go there or you can go to Clearwater. And what I would suggest you do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, in doing so, you'll get to talk to the students, you'll get to talk to the instructors, and you'll more than likely get to talk to the financial people to arrange for your financing and see what's involved there. Now, if you're a post 9/11 veteran, more than likely you have not used your educational benefits, you'll be covered 100%. If you're a pre 9/11 veteran, you may or may not have all of your benefits left, but they will check for you and find out. If you don't, then you can become just a standard government education loan, student loan, and go that route. But whatever it is that gets you in, they can get it done for you. So check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Well, there's plenty of anger, plenty of worry to go around amongst members of the Congress, members of the military, Afghan veterans too, about the failure of the Afghanistan government. Now, I will repeat what I said earlier, and I will continue to repeat it, because this is not on the hands of the Afghan veterans. This is not on the hands of anyone that served in Afghanistan, with a couple of exceptions. The military leaders knew what was going on with the Afghan military. My son told me a year ago that they were not happy with the progress the Afghan troops were making. And here's why. Most of them couldn't read, couldn't write, and they were learning how to decipher what different colors meant. They had no idea green was green, red was red, blue was blue. They just knew colors were different. And it was like dealing, when it came to trying to teach these people something, in his words, not mine, it was like dealing with a bunch of elementary school kids to teach them how to use some of our equipment. My question is, what did you think was going to happen? Now, the Taliban, they are hardcore. Nothing gets in their way. Bowl them over, roll them over, bulldoze them over. Fighters. Total different. And this is what we've gotten. Now, continuing with the news story, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told senators on a briefing call Sunday that U.S. officials are expected to alter their earlier assessments about the pace of the terrorist groups reconstituting in Afghanistan. He expects Al-Qaeda will be back. He expects the Taliban will welcome ISIS there, and it will become a haven for these people to train from and launch attacks all around the world again. Now, there were three people that were killed right off the bat outside the main entrance of the airport in Kabul. A total of seven so far have been found, bodies have been found. People were trying to jump on airplanes. Obviously, they fell off the planes as the planes started to make altitude and died. And you already know about the gunshots yesterday. Two of the rebels, the Taliban people that were there in the crowd somewhere, opened up fire on the American troops, and they fired back and killed them both. There was a report, I cannot confirm it nor deny it, that one of our troops had been slightly wounded. However, I do not know that to be true because I've not seen it or heard it again. Now, this is like watching Saigon on steroids for me, because I remember 1975. I remember those pictures in Saigon. I remember watching some of the desperate people that were trying to get the hell out of Vietnam. And the Kabul airport, as it descended into chaos, as thousands of Afghan civilians besieged the terminal and Western countries scrambled to get their personnel out, it was just unbelievable watching the people running to that airport climbing over the fences, the walls, whatever they could do to get in there, and then running across the tarmac to try to grab a plane that was already loaded with people. By the way, one of those planes yesterday had over 600 people in the back of the plane, destination unknown, the C-17s. Have no idea where they were going. Now, there are flights, and you heard Denise talking about them, lying around different places. Some are within Afghanistan, most of them are not. But they were going to different places, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Qatar, a couple of other places were mentioned. I forgot where they all were. But I want to address for a second the Afghan veterans, because we had something like this happen to us in Vietnam, and it hit us like a boulder and a sledgehammer in the gut. And I think some of us know how you feel. And I want to make myself 100% clear to you veterans out there that served in Afghanistan. We understand the service and the commitment and the work by all of our men and women in uniform these past 20 years and the multiple deployments that you've made. And we want you to know that it was all worth it. You've kept our nation safe when most of us feared we were going to get hit again, a la 9/11. You brought the evildoers to justice. You got Osama bin Laden. We should have left after that, but we didn't. You delivered hope to some of the war-torn nations out there that were getting over their problems because of what was going on in Afghanistan as we started to have some sort of resemblance of order. But again, we stayed too long. And you know it, and I know it. And your courage, the victories, your selfless acts of service will not be washed away by history. We won't let that happen. And to all of the men and women who served and made the world better, safer, and a brighter place since that horrible day on September 11th, I salute you and I thank you. And you need to hear that. And you need to understand that we know you've done a great job. Because I've had a lot of your younger veterans calling me upset. And you can be upset, that's fine. But don't do anything foolish, please. And it's not going to get any better, unfortunately. Because I believe something evil, really evil, is going to come out of this. I hate to say this, but I think it's just a matter of time before we see somebody, again, try to do something stupid in America under the guise of this radical Islamic group or groups. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And let me tell you, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And let me tell you something, this old bad back feels really good when those massagers get going. It feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, the vehicle that you buy, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, church pastors, too. They're located on North Ford Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you more money. And joining us right now from the Watchdog on Wall Street.com website and radio show, it's Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, the money's flowing. The money's flowing because did you hear about Joe Biden yesterday approving the largest ever permanent increase to the food stamp program, claiming that the effort will stabilize our, quote, democracy?
To stabilize our democracy?
What he said. That's what he said.
At this point in time, man, I'm trying to get my arms around everything like everybody else. And, you know, a lot of the language and the things that people are saying, I mean, you can't even take it seriously.
Nope.
Because it's, you know, constantly, speaking out of both sides of their mouths. It's just, it's bad. It is.
Well, you know, we're $28.4 trillion in debt. That debt's way too much, right?
I'd say so. It's debt that you're putting on the future generations, that's for sure.
I can remember, it wasn't that many years ago. It was like 10. And it seems like in the last decade and a half or so, we've doubled it.
Yeah, it's out of control. The amount of money that's being spent, no rhyme or reason, most amount of money that's being printed at this point in time. And again, you're paying for it. I mean, we're paying for it nowadays in regards to inflation, without a doubt. But there's no end in sight. That's for sure.
Okay. Let me tell you what Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has proposed. You ready?
Okay.
Get rid of the Department of Education for openers.
Well, we don't need that anyway. We haven't needed that for a long period of time.
Right.
Throw in the Department of Energy too.
Yeah.
Did they ban any energy? You can go through a myriad of government agencies. I mean, that'll save a little bit of money. It will. But, you know, we're still like talking around the edges, quite frankly. Those are things that you're getting rid of federal bureaucracy, and that won't happen. Bureaucracy, you know, is like, it's like a virus. It wants to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And you want to have more government workers. And again, it's Washington, D.C., the surrounding areas of Washington, D.C. have some of the wealthiest zip codes in the entire country. And reason being is there's a lot of money that flows through that city. They don't build much. They don't create much. But they take a lot in tax dollars, and they spend a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people involved there that can, obviously wet their beak. So to speak, like Don Finucci said, Godfather 2, I got to wet my beak. And there's a lot of people wetting their beaks in and around Washington, D.C.
Well, I got a beak for you to listen to. How about this one? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The price of gasoline, the wholesale price of gasoline since Afghanistan fell, the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 10 cents a gallon and diesel has dropped 15 cents a gallon. Odd.
No, I don't know. I mean, again, Afghanistan is not an oil, really, a major oil.
No, they're not.
By any stretch, you know, landlocked nation. I think this has more to do with just, the trading action. The price has gone up to such a degree over a short period of time. It's gonna come back down. I think, you'll probably see maybe a little bit of movement to the upside if, there's any sort of hurricanes or tropical depressions that threaten any of the offshore rigs or things like that. But right now there really isn't any supply problems.
No, and we do have a tropical storm named Henri who's going to loop around. Right now it's over in Bermuda. Now, you do know we have a refinery over that way.
Right now it's not that big of a deal where the oil markets are taking note. So it's almost a non-event.
Now, nearly a third of the workers under 40 have considered changing their careers during the pandemic. Some of them have stopped working and they've been living off their 401ks or whatever other means of retirement they have where they can borrow on it. That's not good at any time, is it? For the economy?
No. Well, no. It's not a smart thing to do. If you're cashing out your 401k, you're paying, major tax penalties when it comes to that. You borrow against your 401k. It only can last for so long. They increase the amount you could borrow against your 401k during the pandemic up to 100,000. But whatever you borrow, you have to pay back. You don't pay that back, you're going to pay a major penalty as well. No, I wouldn't go dipping into my savings in my retirement account, where I'm trying to, you know, redefine my career. You can redefine your career. You can do that. You can still keep your job is probably the smart way to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, T-Mobile yesterday apparently got hacked, and somebody got the data of 100 million subscribers.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, and again, this is, you know, they get this information and it's part of the puzzle. You know, what happens is, and people don't realize this, is that, you know, you have all these little stupid games that they have on social media where they start asking you questions about, you know, your first boyfriend or your elementary school and all this stuff. These are sites that are there. People don't realize it, that they're trying to get more information out of you to help complete the puzzle. Because, you know, when you sometimes sign up for stuff, they ask you security questions. And this is another way for them to get more information out of you so they can hack into your accounts. So be careful. You know, often these breaches that they get, again, it's part of the puzzle. Don't be one of the fools out there that gives them the rest.
Now, it appears that Tesla has put a little damper, the stock has had a little damper put on Elon Musk's artificial intelligence data. He had a big announcement going on there because of the stock price, and it apparently has to do with a safety probe, an autopilot safety probe.
Well, yeah, they've been promising this autopilot for a long time, and in fact, the Tesla customers have been paying for it. And it's not functional yet. I never thought it was going to be functional, until the point in time where every single car on the road is online and is interacting with one another. That's the only way I would see it would be able to work. Because again, you know, how many times have you driven in your entire life that you've had to take evasive action, because of, you know, somebody else, you know, doing something wrong. How does the car and autopilot actually go ahead and be able to do that type of evasive action or comprehend all of that? So even Musk has come out as of late talking about the difficulties behind all of this autonomous driving. And again, they've run into some safety issues and they've had some problems with it.
Finally, Apple aims to bring back their in-store classes, you know, their computer classes, as it's going back to normalcy, bringing people back into the stores. And opening stores.
That's great. I mean, I think you're going to have to bring people back in as part of the culture surrounding Apple and what they do and interacting with their customers. I never took classes there. That's why I got kids, so I have them explain stuff to me. They tend to be a little bit more savvy than I am when it comes to technology, but for many people, it can be quite helpful.
Yeah, and here comes the music, and with that, I'm going to have to let you go, but you have a great day up there in the North Country. By the way, this Fred is coming your way with a lot of rain.
Yeah, tell me, we've got a lot of rain all summer.
Yep. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street, and yeah, Fred is working its way up north, and it'll be up probably by this afternoon in the North Carolina, South Carolina mountains as it works its way up towards Pennsylvania, cutting across towards the big cities.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.